Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf & Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
And of course, Adam Schefter each and every week here on Jen, Gabe & Chewy, brought to you by our guy, Tony Wendorf & Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf & Associates, Keller Williams, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move. Get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates. Every Wednesday, we get to talk to ESPN NFL senior insider Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam. What's going on, man?
Gentlemen, what's going on with you?
Well, unfortunately, the Josh Jacob news here in Wisconsin, I know you had put it out there, and I know we're very early in this process, and the only information we have right now, Adam, is the list of charges that have been filed. He was arrested yesterday morning as well in Brown County up there in Green Bay. How does the league look at this? What are the next processes? What has to happen to potentially have him end up on the commissioner exempt list? I know this could go a number of different directions, but typically how does the league handle situations like this?
Well, first and foremost, I believe he's still in jail this morning. He is scheduled to appear in court later this afternoon. There are five charges, domestic violence charges. Four of them are misdemeanors. One's a felony. None of this sounds good. He, through his attorney, has denied, strongly denied, that this occurred. This alleged incident happened on May 23rd. The police department spent 3 days investigating it and then felt like it had enough reason to book him on five different domestic violence charges. Again, let's see how it plays out. Let's see what the courts and legal system determine. He gets his say, but I will say, on the outside, just looking at it, it is disturbing, it is troubling, and it looks like it could be a big problem for him and the Green Bay Packers.
So if the Packers did decide to move on Adam, who is out there on the street and who could they possibly trade for?
Well, it'd be great to have back Emmanuel Wilson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in.
That's the first name I think you think of. I think when you look at the running backs who are available right now, Joe Mixon's out there. I don't know that he's healthy enough to play or not play. Najee Harris is close to being ready to play. That would be an interesting name to me to watch. I don't care who you bring in. Nobody's going to be Josh Jacobs.
No.
Nobody. And so that's from a football standpoint, a major setback for that team if they are without him for an extended period. Now, if we look at it, hold on one second, I was getting out my notes. If you look at it, you just say, okay, the NFL has essentially, when there are domestic violence charges, a domestic violence violation of the CBA carries a baseline suspension of 6 games automatically. Automatically. So, again, 5 charges. If any of them are true, he's suspended for a minimum of 6 games. Now, we can go from there. Like, what if, in the hypothetical world, what if there is a video and it actually did happen, the alleged incident? What happens then? I think we could form our own ideas and judgments and thoughts there. It's not hard to deduce what happens in that case. Okay? Look at Ray Rice. Mm-hmm. Video comes out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, it like I said, troubling, disturbing, disappointing, all those things, and we'll see what the legal system determines.
Adam, how has the league handled the commissioner's exempt list? Because it felt like that was a thing that they were doing quite a bit, right? Where they would just kind of place somebody on the exempt list, let the kind of everything play out and figure it out from there. But then last year you had the situation with Stephon Diggs, who recently was acquitted of the felony that was kind of hanging over him the entire season. He played out last season. Have they kind of gone away from putting players on that exempt list, or do things have to hit a different level in order to make it on the exempt list?
I think that's always been a different list. Like, it's always been a special case. And I don't know if this is going to rise to that or not. I don't know yet to where you're going to put them on that list. It almost feels like when you're stuck and you don't know what to do, and you know that you have a situation and you don't want to ignore it, and you don't want the guy to just go on, but there's no due process for which you can just let him play. Like, that's almost like the list you put him on where, okay, let's put a pause on this until we get more information. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether it will or won't go there. I just don't know right now. It's just too early. But there's a big problem for Josh Jacobs, big problem for the Packers. And it's amazing. Like, I had a head coach call me yesterday morning, and he's going, "Oh, what's going on with you at this time of the year?" I said, "You know, it's amazing. It's a quieter time of the year, but this is a conversation we had yesterday morning." I said, "But I always go into these holiday weekends, and I always know that, you know, something could happen." And I said, "It was we're on the phone about 11 a.m. I said, "Amazingly enough, nothing's happened. So that's great. Maybe people are starting to learn, because it." There's always a holiday weekend, and it just feels like somebody does something wrong, you know, whatever it is. But I'm like, hey, 11 a.m. Monday or Tuesday, nothing happened. Like, I'm surprised, a little surprised. And then lo and behold, you sit down to dinner, bam, there it is.
Adam, do you believe there's still a Super Bowl contender without Josh Jacobs?
Maybe, but it's a lot more challenging, a lot more challenging. Like, just go back to when he didn't play last year when he was dealing with that injury, with the knee injury. Mm-hmm. Were they the same team when he didn't play?
No.
No, they weren't.
They weren't. Now, again, you know, people have to overcome the loss of players all the time. It would have been helpful to be in a position from a franchise standpoint, like if they could have addressed this in free agency or the draft, but it came after all that. Mm-hmm. And so you're asking for the options are not ideal at that point. They're just not.
I mean, Adam, you think they could trade for Emmanuel Wilson to get him back here? Obviously there's a relationship with John Schneider, who was here years ago with Goody. Could that happen or no?
No, we've seen this happen. I'd have to go back and look, but to me, there have been other teams that have reacquired players. I'm trying to think of, I know this has happened.
Yeah.
They've reacquired players they lost. They moved on, and obviously the team recognized, you know, we shouldn't have let this guy get away. Mm-hmm. And by the way, like, Emmanuel Wilson signed with, I just actually thought of who they can go get, which I'm bringing up in a moment. Emmanuel Wilson signed with Seattle before the Seahawks drafted Jadarian Price. Before. Mm-hmm. So the situation he stepped into is a little bit different. So if he went to them and said, hey, look, I want to go back to Green Bay, I have no idea how he feels on this. No idea. Then maybe they might accommodate that, you know, if the Packers were willing to give up the proper compensation. In that case, I'm going to guess, just a guess, 4 or 5.
I think you got to do it.
Well,
right?
Well, unless, Shefty, you said you had another idea of somebody they could potentially pursue.
Well, the other guy, and it's a similar situation, signed with the team, not knowing that team would draft a running back, and the Arizona Cardinals then went ahead and drafted Jeremiah Love with the 3rd overall pick after Tyler Allgeier went out there thinking that he would be the lead dog and he and maybe he still will be, but they used a high draft pick on a player. Hmm. So those are two running backs. By the way, those are the two teams that drafted running backs in the first round, Arizona and Seattle. Those would be the places that I would check first.
Every week when we talk with Adam Schefter, brought to you in part by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Book your total experience today. Getting away from the serious nature of the things happening with Josh Jacobs in the NFL, I know you're a big NBA guy, Schefty, and in the area in which you live out there, out east, out in the New York area, the Knicks in the finals for the first time since 1999, the tickets are insane.
Hmm.
Any chance that you try to catch a finals game inside MSG?
Yeah, I would love to go. I've already had people that I work with ask me if they could go with me. I don't know. Perfectly frank with you. I would love to go. I don't know whether good karma is going to have a box for the games like they did for the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Sounds like it's very pricey. I've got a few people that I'm going to tap into. Let's see who's going to be going to the finals. Would love to go. And the tickets are, it's like Super Bowl prices.
Oh, it's
crazy.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
But I will say, like, New York is going nuts over this. And it's the first time in 27 years they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. They haven't won a championship since 1973, I believe. Yeah, my father, and I'm actually thinking about putting him on my podcast next week. He's 81 years old, but he was at the game where Willis Reed limped out on the court.
Whoa.
And made two shots against the Lakers, and the Knicks won the championship in 1970. And he talks about it to this day that it was his greatest athletic thrill. I may put him on my podcast, Jeff Schefter, and have him talk about that, relive that a little bit, what it was like in New York.
I mean, just look what New York has in the next couple months. You got the finals.
Yep.
You got the World Cup.
Yep.
And then you got Shinnecock.
Oh, yeah, you got the U.S. Open coming up.
Are you
up
going
there
to
soon?
Shinnecock, Adam?
No. Oh. I will be going to Shinnecock.
That might be my favorite U.S. Open setting.
Really?
Oh, I love that one year how they had the water the greens between foursomes because they were. That's my kind of golf. We're trending in the direction that I want, full contact golf.
I'll say this: it can be really windy out there. I played out there last week, not at Shinnecock, but at a course literally next door to it called Sabonic. It was Jerome Bettis's charity golf tournament. Went out there for the day, and it was the winds were blowing right on the water there, and there are some serious winds that come in there, and it's going to be a great setting, and it should be awesome.
Schefty,
by the way,
please
in advance, I want to get Gabe's thoughts, and I'm allowed to ask this question with Jen being gone today. The U.S. Open, it would be. Scottie Scheffler going for the Grand Slam.
Yep.
On Father's Day weekend, with him turning 30 on Sunday. How do we feel? Like, to me, like, sometimes I'm into, like, you just feel something coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do we feel like that's a Scottie tournament? Do we feel like that's a John Rahm coming back tournament?
He's not putting great, though, right now, is he? In Shinnecock, Rahm? You got a putt.
Well, Scotty didn't putt well
PGA.
At the PGA.
Yes.
But that was more of a blip on the radar than anything else. I do kind of feel like it's coming for Scotty at Shinnecock.
Okay.
For all the reasons that you just listed, Adam. Like, it seems too perfect to line up for him to join Rory in the career Grand Slam list on his birthday, on Father's Day, after they just had, him and his wife just had their second child. But it just feels like it's all lining up for Scottie Scheffler to win that tournament. I mean, he's the best player in the world. He's so accurate off the tee. That's what you need at Shinnecock.
And he's been come close a bunch of times this season. Mm-hmm. And I heard his wife talking about being a couple of strokes off over and over. Like, it just feels like that breakthrough. It's only a matter of time. And I don't know whether it's coming at the Memorial next weekend. I'm not sure if he's even listed in the field. He's won it the last couple of years, or whether he's just going to hold off for the U.S. Open. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll reconvene as we get closer and closer to the U.S. Open, Adam. We'll kind of evaluate and see what happens. But we always appreciate you. Love that you're able to join us this Wednesday. Thank you for all the information, especially as it pertains to Josh Jacobs and the Green Bay Packers.
Next week, I have a golf trip on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to do this Thursday, if that's okay. I just want to give you guys a
heads
up.
Whatever you need, buddy.
Hey, whenever you are available, Adam, that's when we'll have you. You have earned that.
I have a buddy that invited me on a golf trip one night, 2 days, golfing with some cool people. And so we're going to do that next Tuesday and Wednesday, one night.
Where's the trip? Where are you playing?
Caves Valley.
Ooh.
Where's that?
Caves Valley.
Oh, nice.
It's a great place.
You know, interesting, I was doing a Q&A with Charles Barkley about a year ago. And it was around golf. And it was around the U.S. Open coming to New York. And so one of the questions I said, if you could play anywhere, any golf course in the country, what would be your one dream course? And he said Caves. Oh. I'm like, really? Wow. Okay. So
right. I'm still pissed at you for writing Romo's book, but I'm trying to get over it. Maybe next week.
I'm still pissed at you for blowing me off Super Bowl week.
I'm sorry. We're even. You were the enemy. What are you talking about?
Shefty, we always appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Good day, guys.
Adam Schefter joins us each and every Wednesday, although next week it'll be on Thursday. So make sure you mark that in your calendar. And he's brought to you by Smart 18, the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to earn more and build a career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. This isn't just a job. It's a future. Learn more at smart18.work.